and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of isawthelightministries.com. Today is the third in a series of where I'm talking with you about Hanukkah. Should new covenant, end time new covenant Christians be observing Hanukkah? This week I need to talk with you about the conception of Jesus Christ in connection with Hanukkah. We know for a fact that Jesus was born around the time of the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall, in the month of September, most likely September the 11th, on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. We know this because the Bible tells us that John the Baptizer was born 6 months before Jesus, and we know from documented history when John was born. Therefore, using the same calculation, we can also determine that Jesus was conceived during or around the time of Hanukkah. The festival of Hanukkah is also called the Festival of Lights, and Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," John 8:12. And John, the apostle, testified of that light in John 1, that Jesus is the light. That light was lit for mankind when Jesus was conceived during the 8 days of the Festival of Lights. For more information on the accurate and true birth dates of John and Jesus, I encourage you to go to the ministry website at isawthelightministries.com and look for the article about the blood moons. Remember the blood moons? Well, those blood moons were at the exact day and time of day, the exact day and the exact time of day that Jesus was born and that Jesus died. But you never heard that before. Now, I understand that some people don't have the internet. And so if you would like this information but don't have the internet, I really encourage you to write me, and I will be giving you the address at the end of this broadcast. And write me and ask for a free copy of the article about the blood moons, and I will be glad to send that to you for free. Write me and give me your address. Print it for me real nice and clear, and I will send you the information for free. Now, we need to understand that the festival of Hanukkah is a new covenant thing, the lighting of a menorah. Revelation chapter 1 shows that John sees the 7 candles, which is actually a menorah that represents the new covenant church, the entirety of the new covenant church from John's day until our day. And so, if we accept that we are going to observe these days, because I've been talking about it the last couple weeks before now, so I think that you know enough now that through prayer and through fasting that Jesus will confirm to you that it's acceptable and good to keep Hanukkah. And I give you one more confirmation of this before I tell you how to observe Hanukkah. And that is that yesterday I gave a sermon that talked about, the title of it, if I give it a title of that sermon from yesterday, is hear the voice of God. And it talked about hearing the voice of God, how Revelation chapter 2 and verse 3, Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 keeps repeating seven times, let this, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And so I preached about that yesterday. But on the same day, somebody contacted me and said they're not going to keep Hanukkah, even though they had already read the articles about Hanukkah and heard my instruction and my teachings on Hanukkah. So this propelled me to do even some more research on Hanukkah and more reading and praying about Hanukkah. And then God showed me later, after the sermon and after the person had confronted me with this, Jesus showed me later the same evening that the same chapter of John 10, where it says that the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. John 10, verses 3 and 4. I used that in the sermon, but that later in that same day, it was brought to my attention that the same chapter, if I just keep reading, the same chapter puts this verse in context of Hanukkah. Verse 22, John 10, verse 22, at that time was the Feast of Dedication. So all this of that sermon about hearing the voice of God, that he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, to the menorah, to the seven candles that represent in the New Covenant Church, is in the context of Hanukkah. And I didn't even realize it. But he had given me these verses the night before, and I didn't realize it was in the context of Hanukkah. But when I was confronted by the person that said they will not keep Hanukkah, Jesus showed me more of the picture. Let me see the rest of the chapter and to continue to hear his voice as he's leading us down this road, down this journey, that I see more of it now. And it was a divine confirmation not only to me, but to that person as well. And now that person and myself are both in total unity and agreement on this, as the church should be. But we both had to hear the voice of the Lord. And if we don't stop reading in a certain verse, but keep reading past that verse and past that chapter to continue to read the Word of God, then we get a better picture, a more full picture. Now, I'd like to share with you how to observe Hanukkah. It is a time of celebration. Celebration of any major event usually includes special meals. You can have a feast on either of the 8 days. You can invite friends, sing songs, play games, and you can light a menorah. But if you light a menorah, make sure that it does not have any so-called Hebrew writing on the menorah, because what they call Hebrew today is not true Hebrew. It's the Assyrian Antichrist lettering. And make sure it has no Star of David on it, because if you sincerely study, not just assume and go along with what people teach you, not just go along with what the preachers teach and what religion and denomination teach, but sincerely study, then you will come to the realization that what they call the Star of David is actually an ancient pagan Assyrian star, which the book of Acts tells us to stay away from. Hey, it's in the Bible, therefore I will believe the book of Acts when it tells us to stay away from it. And we should also stay away from the nine-candle menorah, because the nine-candle menorah is not in the Bible. anywheres, not even in the book of Maccabees, where it tells us very much about Hanukkah. But there's no nine candle menorah in it. The nine candle menorah is an invention of mankind and not of God. It is pagan, and God would have nothing to do with it. So if you use a menorah, it should only be a seven candle menorah. Now you can light the menorah one candle at a time, one on each night, if you want to. Or you can light all seven candles all at one time and keep all seven candles lit every night of the 8 days of Hanukkah. Why do I say this? That goes contrary to tradition. I don't care about tradition. The Bible doesn't tell us, and the book of Maccabees don't tell us, that you have to light it one candle at a time and only one candle per night. I'm not about tradition. I'm not about custom. I'm about the Bible. And the Bible does not tell us that it must be lit one candle at a time. I don't have to pretend I'm Jewish. I don't have to talk Jewish. I don't have to dress Jewish. And I don't even have to learn the Hebrew language unless I want to translate the Bible. So, Hanukkah is not a Jewish thing, but the nine candle menorah is a Jewish thing. Hanukkah is a new covenant celebration of God giving us the victory over our mortal enemies. Originally, during the time of the Maccabees, Hanukkah was ordained as a celebration against the king of Syria, who committed the abomination of desolation. In our day and our time, in this end time, there's going to be another abomination of desolation committed by the king of Syria again, Bashar Assad. I have shared with you over and over and over on this broadcast over the past 2 years how that the president of Syria will eventually be manifested as what the Bible calls the son of perdition, which your preachers call the Antichrist, but the Bible doesn't call him that. The Bible calls him the man of sin, the man of lawlessness, and the son of perdition, son of destruction. And so we're going to see that same king of Syria commit the abomination of desolation here in our day and in our time. And I've explained before with you on this broadcast how it will appear in heaven, not just on the Temple Mount, but it's going to be a heavenly sight. And people all over the world will be bowing down with their faces to the ground, worshiping the Antichrist when he appears in the sky in a fake coming of the Lord. It says so in the Bible. 2 Thessalonians 2. Read it with your own eyes. 2 Thessalonians 2. Read it over and over and over and over and over until your eyes are whooping to the reality of the abomination of desolation and why Hanukkah is important to us in this day and in this time of victory over our spiritual enemies. Victory against the fallen angels in Jesus Christ's holy name. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.